Previously on White Collar.
Why would Neil run with 3 months left on a 4-year sentence?
Well, that's what we're wondering.
No, we're not going to catch Cap for using roadblocks and wanted posters. Kate says adios to you at prison and gets busy with her disappearing act.
Missed her by 2 days.
You can get me out of here. There's case law. I can be released into your custody. GPS tracking anklet. The new ones are tamper-proof, never been skipped on.
Let me see it.
Hey, the forgers you caught me on, assigned them.
Where?
Look at the bank seal under polarized light sometime.
Apparently, if a tree falls in the forest, it does make a sound.
May I lose her again, Moss?
Lose her? I just found her.
So did he.
Kate! Kate!
So you know who has Kate?
I don't have a name, but I know this. He's FBI.
So the guy who has Kate is in the FBI?
Apparently.
This confirms everything.
Come on, take it easy.
You lay down with dogs, you get up with fleas.
I could live without the fortune cookie commentary.
Now you understand my fear of the man. You're back with us, my friend. The fearful masses. Welcome back. Suspects?
How many field offices does the FBI have?
56, not including resident agencies.
And I have a lot of suspects.
How do we draw them out?
We don't. It's his move.
Morning, Peter.
Where are you?
Within my 2-mile radius, where are you?
I'm at my dining room table. Listen, we've got a suspected jewelry heist.
I'm intrigued.
Meet me at 14th and 9th and 30.
This is why I'll pursue. I'm even more intrigued.
The most expensive clothing boutique in the city. Of course you'd know it. You're going to love this.
So what do I do?
Nothing.
How about you?
I'm stepping through another day of work.
And eat breakfast alone.
So, what happened at Les Joyaux?
Don't know yet. They called this morning and were a little light on the details. They may or may not have been robbed.
So they called the FBI, not the police?
Must be my dazzling reputation. I don't know what could be so valuable at a clothing store.
Well, hopefully it has nothing to do with a promotion.
What promotion?
They're displaying the world's most exotic pink diamond.
That might have something to do with it. Something you don't see every day, except maybe if you're you. Hi, Agent Peter Burke. It's like Buckingham Palace.
I've been to Buckingham Palace. This is better.
Agent Burke?
Yeah.
This is a delicate situation. I appreciate if we could keep this discreet.
Keep what discreet? You're a little vague on your telephone call.
You're aware of this promotion?
A display of the most exotic pink diamond in the world.
42 carats, diamonds, pink, set in platinum.
It may have been stolen.
You're worried it's a forgery?
Yes.
What makes you think it's a fake?
Follow me, please. When I arrived this morning, everything was as it should be. We removed the necklace from the vault, opened the show as planned. Later, when we were doing our mandatory review of last night's security tapes, we saw this.
So what?
That's your vault?
Yes. The necklace was stored there for 10 hours between its arrival last night and the opening of the show this morning.
That's your first clue. Why is the necklace still on the model?
It's opening day. This is the promotional event of the year.
I don't care what it is. You've got a masked man entering your vault. I'm shutting you down.
Okay, let's go, folks. Store's closed. There's nothing to see here.
What's going on?
It just became a very beautiful crime scene.
Lauren, have all the models wait over there. Nobody leaves.
Okay.
We're not positive it's a counterfeit. Our appraiser's still on the plane. If it turns out to be a mistake, the amount of money we would lose, not to mention our credibility, would be...
I've got my own appraiser.
Hello again?
Fake?
He's talking about the necklace, right?
That's beautiful work.
Thank you.
Guess that answers that question. I need a closer look.
Just take it off.
I'm trying to preserve the crime scene.
It's preserved.
Thank you.
Synthetic.
There's no such thing as a synthetic pink of that size. It simply doesn't exist.
Yes, pink is difficult to match. It's only achieved using radiation, which creates an extremely fine occlusion within the stone that's virtually impossible to detect, unless you're looking for it.
I don't know how this could have happened. No one knew when the necklace was to arrive or where it was supposed to be stored.
All right, you two, I'm going to need alibis from everyone who worked here and anybody who knew the diamonds were in the vault.
What about our boy with a mask? You have surveillance on how he got in?
Our security cameras only record what happens on the floor and in the vault itself. We don't record the hallways. We have a back door, but the alarm was never triggered. He must have tampered with the system.
You think he hacked the alarm? Hey, hacked the alarm?
Oh, yeah, it's possible if you could find the camera's blind spots and sneak past.
Is that what you do?
One option.
All right, I'm going to confiscate your surveillance video, the necklace.
And we will need you for further questioning. What's it like to be a model? That is smart. All right? Like walking around catwalks.
Kevin.
Let's let you in.
PRT's going over the alarm system, but this guy's in trouble. Think they'll find your prints?
No.
Okay.
Who's that?
I don't know, but Hughes doesn't look happy.
OPR's here.
That explains why.
OPR.
Office of Professional Responsibility. The police have internal affairs. We have OPR.
Hughes wants you in the office.
Of course he does.
Agent Burke, this is Garrett Fowler.
OPR.
And this travels fast.
Yes, it does.
As far as anyone knows, he's here for a standard review.
Yeah, because that line always works. Nobody's going to buy that bridge today. That's my file.
Yes, it is. It's impressive work. I wanted to talk to you about the case that you're currently investigating.
The jewelry heist? Why?
Well, the only people that knew that diamond was going to be placed in the vault the night before the show were a few key NYPD brass and a handful of FBI agents.
You think it's an inside job? And you already have a suspect, don't you?
You know where Neil Caffrey was last night?
Am I being interrogated here?
You're not.
Look, this whole thing is a waste of time. Caffrey didn't do it. He wears an electronic monitoring anklet. It records everywhere he goes. Just pull it up.
And we did that.
And?
And some of the data from Caffrey's anklet is missing for last night.
Missing?
Went dark for 6 hours.
Well, that's impossible. That anklet can't be tampered with.
No, it can't, but evidently the database where the information is stored can be. Someone wiped out 6 hours of tracking data.
Then I suggest that you lurk around the U.S. Marshal's office, because they're the people who monitor that anklet.
Caffrey belongs to the Bureau. That makes him our problem.
Any leads?
This is a short list of suspects capable of pulling this off. Best ones are already incarcerated.
This guy is dead.
Okay. This just got shorter. Adrian Tulane.
This is our prime suspect.
That's a top-notch forgery. Not many people are capable of this kind of work.
What about you?
If I were legally allowed within 50 feet of the right equipment, maybe. Tulane's smart and a showman. Cameras don't scare him, and he has the facilities to pull this off. It's got his signature all over it.
All right. Let's talk to him.
This is with you. You're like a kid on a sugar high. I understand. Tulane is a legend.
Legend now. Don't oversell him.
It's like you meeting Elliot Ness.
Elliot Ness.
Oh.
Doing a puzzle with your girlfriend, huh?
That's a nice, wholesome family activity.
How can I help you, Agent...
Burke, FBI. You're Tulane?
No, I am.
Yeah, I do. I want to ask you a few questions. You familiar with...
The diamond necklace that was stolen from Joyeux Prestier?
Yeah, that.
Whenever something like this happens, I get a visit from someone like you. That's why I try to be prepared. You'll find plane tickets confirming I arrived in the country this morning. Oh, you're going to love the photos from my trip to Madrid last week. Anything else?
Is that supposed to be a cloud?
No.
I'll be in touch. Stop grinning.
The guy is slick.
Let's hope he's guilty, too.
Man, just curious, the Uffizi job. Did you?
Right.
I love your alleged work. Big fan.
Why are you disappointed? This is the part you like. Moving the pieces, solving the puzzle.
I am moving the pieces. What were you doing the night of the heist?
Went over some case files.
That's it? Didn't hang out with anybody? June, the short guy?
I don't have an alibi. Look, I get it. Inside job, diamond forgery, OPRs in town. I'm sure I'm at the top of the list. I am the list, aren't I?
Did you do it?
Come on, man.
Did you do it?
I didn't do it. I'm telling you the truth, Peter.
Hey, looking for?
Yeah, I need you to look into this.
This forged bars. Some of Cathery's old work.
I need you to look at them under a polarized light for a signature.
What, your signature?
Yeah, when I arrested Caffrey the second time, he told me he signed the bonds. Want to know if that's true or if he's bragging?
Okay. Is this, related to our fake diamonds?
Let's hope it's not.
I appreciate the irony. We're looking into them, and they're looking into you.
Tell me what you got.
Okay. I checked into Peter's boss, Hughes. This guy's a legend. Been with the FBI for 25 years. They were forced to make him retire, but they found a loophole and brought him back.
Skeletons?
Nada. And I checked that Agent Ruiz, who handles organized crime. Lots of skeletons there, but I don't think he's smart enough. Checked Jones. Did you know his first name is Clinton? Checked into Lauren.
You checked Lauren?
You said check everybody. Then there's this guy from OPR. Fowler.
What about him?
Used to work violent crimes for the Bureau. Wife was killed during a robbery, and he took a year leave. Then he joined OPR, and his files were sealed.
Sealed? Interesting. He showed up awfully fast after this went down.
Have a ring?
No ring.
Tan line?
No. That doesn't mean it's not him.
I hope not. OPR is like this giant sucking black hole, accountable only to the DOJ.
Department of Justice?
Well, the DOJ is just a euphemism, of course, for the military-industrial complex.
And big oil, right?
Goes without saying. By the way, that necklace...
Yeah.
Did you?
I didn't take it.
Because if you need a fence.
Nice.
Oh, okay. Got it. I get it.
Can't figure out how he stole it. We can try to grab him when he goes to fence it.
It's a unique piece. It's too hot for the market right now.
Well, Brunei is an interesting angle because the market there is less rigid. Yeah, language barrier can be a challenge, though, because one time.
Yo, Caffrey. You're under arrest.
What?
We found the signature NC microprinted on the fake diamond. It matches the signature we found on the counterfeit bonds he made. See? It's good work, Agent Burke. Let's go.
Stop. It's my responsibility. Peter, Neil, you have the right to remain silent.
I didn't do this.
Remain silent, please.
All right, let's go.
Down, Neil.
I let you down. You told Fowler to look for my initials.
And you told me to look at your bonds under a polarized light, remember? Well, guess what? I did. And yeah, you signed them.
And you think I'd be stupid enough to do that again?
I guess you were. The thief is associated with law enforcement. Your anklet was tampered with. You have no alibi, and your initials are on the diamond. What am I supposed to think?
I was set up.
By who?
I'm working on that. You're not helping things.
Did you broke?
What?
His lawyer's here.
He's a lawyer.
You can check my University of Phoenix online degree. Go Cardinals. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to speak to my client. Alone.
I didn't let you down.
Problems? None. This was genius. I don't know why you didn't think of this earlier.
And here the man is now. Agent Burke.
Yeah.
It was an excellent job yesterday. Appreciate the cooperation.
You know, Caffrey was a great asset. He did good work for us.
Maybe, but don't forget he's a criminal. Good job. Guys, I want to pull out the paperwork on 2B.
We have a problem. Caffrey's lawyer just requested every file the Bureau has on him. The judge ordered us to comply.
The judge actually raised his voice to the prosecutor. Open discovery. Turn over every document the government has on Caffrey. They're sending a truck.
All right, did you follow Fowler?
Yep. Once the request went through, he made a pit stop at a local dumpster. He shredded these.
Perfect. Thank you, Maz. This is perfect. Information on the judge.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. He's got a private office not connected to the federal building on Mott Street. Maz, I need you to liquidate some assets. I need money.
Why?
I want you to buy a bakery.
So all 2AM's information checks out. He's eerily clean.
Of course he is. What's Neil's lawyer been up to?
Not much. Legally, we can't follow him. Attorney-client privilege.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have no idea what he's doing.
Well, we do know he made a large real estate purchase in Neil's name.
What? He bought a bakery?
That's what it looks like.
Why'd he buy a bakery?
No, we don't know. We don't even know where the damn thing is located. All we have is a lease with a redacted address.
Attorney-client privileges.
Yeah, it covers a lot of sins, that one.
A bakery.
construction.
Finished?
How's the air conditioning in the judge's office?
Broke down this morning.
All right. Let's go to court.
Hey, you.
Oh, hey. You got my message.
I did. Thank you. Mwah.
Wanted you to have a familiar face.
I'll take yours anytime.
So, you sure Neil did this?
Yeah, I am. Of course, she says he was framed.
Maybe he was.
I wish it was true. Hey, what's up?
Hi. So the arraignment's been moved.
Why?
Neil said he's going to confess. I guess you were right.
Neil never confesses.
Yeah, he said some important people were going to be named and he won't do it in an open court, so they moved the proceedings.
Where?
Judge's chambers around the corner.
Hey, I'll call you later, okay? Get a hold of Hughes.
Baylor, would you open the window? Oh, the heat is stifling in here. Unfortunately, the air conditioning is not working today. Thank you. Please, wait outside. Per your request, Mr. Caffrey, the chambers have been cleared.
Thank you, Your Honor.
In accordance with that agreement, you are now prepared to give a full confession?
I am, Your Honor. I'll admit I've done a lot of things in my life that I'm not proud of. No, that's not true. I'm proud of most of them. But what I'm about to do today, this is going to be good.
Judge Hickman's office, fourth floor. Thank you. Bakery. Son of a bitch bought that bakery.
I confess that I did not steal the diamond necklace from the Julio Pursue.
I cleared these chambers because you claimed to have sensitive information vital to this case. If you didn't steal the diamond, then who did?
I'll let you know.
City planner's office. Find out where these tunnels lead.
Burke! Caffrey escaped?
Yeah, did a four-story swan dive under that awning of the bakery.
Who approved moving the arraignment?
The marshals guaranteed the security of the room.
Never assume anything with Neil. You know, I've been working my ass off keeping this kid on the straight and narrow. He's been helping us win cases until you came along.
Oh, don't put this on me. I'm
not putting
it on you. Hey, let's focus on the problem here. What do we know?
Can we stop the van?
Yeah, the only person in the van was the driver. He claims he was hired through an anonymous internet posting. $500 in an envelope to pick up the van and park it at this spot.
Did the van have a floor panel that was removable?
How'd you know?
Caffrey wasn't in there for more than a few seconds. He's gone underground.
Can we track his anklet?
They removed it when we arrested him.
Okay, Burke, find him. Again,
I'm not comfortable with either Burke line this up. Right?
I don't care whether you're comfortable or not. Burke knows Caffrey better than anyone. Now get to work.
All right, Burke, what's your plan?
Set up roadblocks, put up wanted posters.
To accommodate the location, we'll have to keep the guest list at about 200. Yvonne, will you follow up on the caterer? It should be beautiful, though. We'll have 10 long tables, 20. It'll be beautiful. This is Yvonne. For you. And your personal phone? Burke, come here, Vince. This is Elizabeth.
Sorry about it. It worked.
You? I'll catch up with you guys.
How'd you get this number? Stupid question.
There's half the law enforcement in North America looking for you right now, including my husband.
He'll find me soon enough. I need your help.
Hey.
You okay?
Still haven't found Neil. You got a detail outside.
Yeah, I saw.
As if he'd be careless enough to come here.
Thank you.
Is he in the kitchen?
Peter?
Oh, please, you could run. You call him my wife. You say that like it's a bad thing. You helped him sneak in.
Well, I wouldn't have had to sneak him in if there weren't those people sitting at our house.
You lied to the FBI.
Honey, I did not lie to the FBI. It was just a lot of milk and cookies and pleasant, distracting conversation while Neil slipped around the back.
I love this. You've turned my wife into an accomplice. Give me 1 minute to explain. You explained what you were thinking when you did a free fall from the judge's chambers. Well, I decide if I drag you back in chains.
Okay, does that minute start now?
Go.
I told you I was set up by someone very close to you. I couldn't tell you at first because I thought it was somebody in the FBI. Now I'm positive it's Fowler.
Fowler? That's not...
I got 52 seconds left. Had a little free time on my hands the past few days, so I've been putting these together. For documents, Fowler shredded after I requested access to my files.
Morning, Peter. Where are you? In my 2 mile radius. Where are you?
I'm at my dining room table. Listen, you've got a suspected jewelry heist.
I'm intrigued.
Meet me at 14th and 9th and 30.
That's this way I'll press you. I'm even more intrigued.
The most expensive boutique in the city. Of course you know it. You're gonna love this. I made that call from my home.
Yeah.
My God, they tapped my phone.
No, they didn't tap it. That would require a court order. Look at your phone. It's a bug. Standard bureau issue. Activates when you pick it up.
They've been inside my house. He couldn't have had authorization. Not within the window of the crime and his suspicion of you.
Exactly. Fowler is dirty. Peter, I have access to every file the FBI has on me. You had Jones process a request to look at my initials on the bond forgery. After you checked the forgery to see if I was telling the truth, one other person checked it too.
Fowler.
And then my initials just happened to show up on the pink diamond. He's using you to get to me. 1 minute's up. Said I'd give a full confession, so here it is. I've been trying to find Kate.
Am I supposed to look surprised?
Maybe. I talked to her, Peter.
I'm familiar with this photo.
You haven't seen all of it. She's being held by someone. She's too scared to say who. But after our Chinatown operation, Interpol told me the man who has Kate is with the FBI.
You think it's Fowler?
I do now.
What's he want from you?
I don't know. Could be anything.
Like what?
No. No, you'd have to arrest me.
I should be arresting you right now.
But you're not.
So give him what he wants.
If I do, there's no guarantee I'll ever see her again. We need to look into Fowler.
You're asking me to investigate OPR. That's suicide.
He's already investigating you.
We'd have to go behind the bureau's back.
Not if you clear me first. It's what you do for a living, right? I'll be in touch. This is untraceable. But if for any reason you need to get in touch with
me... Don't say another word. I don't want to know where you're going.
Plausible deniability?
Words to live by.
Peter.
Conflicting intel. I mean, we got reports of Caffrey sighted everywhere from Jersey to Geneva.
He's covering all his bases.
He stole them right off the field.
You got a quick minute?
Yeah.
I just wanted to apologize about the other day, you know? I mean, we all want what's best for the Bureau, right?
Of course.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Just hypothetically, if you had to guess right now, where's Caffrey?
Probably trying to leave the country, if he hasn't already.
Oh, you don't think he'd stay in Manhattan?
Would there be a reason to?
I don't know. Just want to make sure we're using our resources as wisely as possible.
Like I said, roadblocks and wanted posters.
That's how we're going to catch them, huh?
It's a good start. Now, if you don't mind, I got to get back to work.
Oh, yeah.
Do me a favor.
Yeah, what's up?
Keep an eye on this father guy and his goons.
I'm allowed to do that.
I'm authorizing you to. Something isn't right.
Why don't you do me a favor?
What's that?
Get the latest photo of Caffrey in Massachusetts PD.
Something you can't handle yourself?
Oh, I'm just trying to work together.
Right.
Meet me at our jewelry store in 20 minutes.
I didn't think I was supposed to return to the scene of the crime.
Let's revisit it and figure out how you allegedly pulled this all off.
Nice disguise, Jacko.
I never really liked this picture.
Oh, it's pretty good for a mugshot.
It's better than my driver's license photo.
Which one? You have several. All right, one crime at a time. I want to check out that vault.
Yeah, well, I can't exactly walk in.
I'm going to tell them you're in my custody and that you're going to show me how you got into the vault.
Stealthy. Peter, I'm starting to like you again.
And we're hanging out too much.
He
never left the vault.
This wasn't flickering on the security tape.
No, it wasn't.
Prohibition town.
Well, someone found a new use for it.
Yeah. I'll call in the team. We'll start canvassing for witnesses.
You may not have to.
Oh, you said Big Brother's a bad thing.
Jones, I'm going to need you to pull a video off a surveillance camera.
Where's OPR?
I had Jones reassign them to Penn Station.
Jones? How'd he do that?
He does a pretty good Fowler.
All right, we're coming up to the place where a masked man enters a vault.
Had a few minutes for him to double back and cover his tracks.
No.
Wait. Hold on right there. Is that too late? All right, play it at half speed.
That's gotta be Tulane. Come on, turn around.
Gotcha.
Oh, I guess he never did go to Madrid.
I knew he was playing tickets for fakes.
No, you didn't. Guy steals $3.2 million in diamonds, and we get him because he can't resist a pretty face.
What happens to the best of us?
What? You know what?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I see you got my page.
You got no business helping Burke disappear like that.
Why would Agent Burke disappear?
You think he was being followed?
You want to bring on a full OPR investigation, Agent Jones?
No, sir.
I can intern and review every perp you ever slapped a cuff on.
Well, you can start with the one in the conference room. That's Adrian Tulane. Agent Burke arrested him this morning in connection with our jewelry heist. Guess that clears Caffrey.
How did you know which vault the diamond would be in? Silence won't help you. But maybe I can. Tell me everything, and I can talk to the prosecutor about immunity.
Why would you give me immunity?
Well, believe it or not, I don't think you're the brains behind this operation.
Playing on my vanity? Please, you have some video that proves nothing.
Search warrant helped us find this in a townhouse of one of your puzzle girls. I think that proves something.
Well, if you're asking for my expertise, I can tell you that a crime like this often has a benefactor. The entire operation, from delivery route to exit strategy, is handed to someone.
Tell me something I don't know.
Men with privileged information often hire people with certain skills to do what they can't. Of course, all of this is just hypothetical.
This conversation is not hypothetical. Immunity or name?
Oh, is he the prosecutor?
Immunity for a name.
I would if I could. The more I learn, the more I think this whole case is a setup.
A lot of that seems to be going around. We'll make a little room. Found this stuck on my home phone. Thought you might have dropped it.
I'm not done with this investigation, Bert.
Neither am I. I thought that a small celebration would be appropriate.
You really shouldn't drink champagne out of paper.
You will, and you'll like it. It's twofold, really.
Twofold?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're off the hook.
Mm-hmm. And our jobs are a lot easier when you run with us, not from us.
Hear, hear.
I'll drink to that. What about OPR?
They're gone, for now.
Celebrate the victories, however long they last.
I'll drink to that.
Mr. Caffrey, there's a call for you on line two.
Oh, Mr. Caffrey, call on line two.
That's probably my lawyer.
You should put him on retainer.
I'll expense it. Can I use your phone?
Go ahead. Mr. Caffrey.
Mazi, I told you, just sign the papers for me.
Neil, it's me.
Okay. I know who he is. He's with the FBI.
Yes, just give him what he wants.
What does he want? Tell me, Kate. Kate.
You can't trust anyone.
Kate.
Oh, wow. Hey.
Hey, I'm just going through these FBI files. There is a terrifying amount of information here. How many shots from the Knoll? Let's take a look. Did Elvis fake his own death? Ask the mystery box. What's wrong?
Kate called me.
And?
And I can't help her. She won't tell me where she is.
I have a theory.
Can
conspiracy?
Of course.
Look at this. Fowler's ID number. Over here, a local address. Note the dates. This is from before the diamond heist. Yeah, it's a hotel room. It's not linked to any operation I can find. Now, if I was inclined to believe in such things, I'd say it's worth a look. Room 525.
Thanks, Miles.
Open the door, Fowler! Kate!
What are you doing here, Caffrey?
What's going on?
Who told you about this, huh? How do you know about Mentor?
Mentor?
What do you think is going on here, huh? You're busting an operation here.
No. No, where's Kate?
Kate!
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 Kate Monroe? There's no Kate here, Neil. Kate! You're losing it.
You were watching me before the jewelry heist.
I'm not in New York looking at you, Neil.
That's a lie. You recorded my phone calls.
No, I didn't bug your phone, Neil.
Hello, Kate.
Hello, Peter.
We need to talk about Neil.